People got the chance to have their voices heard during a virtual listening session hosted by experts working with a study board that is investigating pollution concerns in the Kootenay watershed. The session, hosted on July 8, included members who are working with the Elk Kootenay Watershed Study Board that was convened after Canada, the United States and the Tainaha Nation brought forward a reference to the International Joint Commission, IJC. Members of the study board were on hand to facilitate conversations and listen to public feedback, as a few dozen people joined online to participate and provide input. The virtual session also delved into four separate topics: water quality status and trends, impacts to human health and well-being, impacts to ecosystems including cumulative effects and mitigation, where people could join breakout rooms and provide input. The IJC is an entity born out of a century-old treaty between Canada and the U.S. which investigates transboundary water issues and provides non-binding recommendations. In this specific case, the study board is represented by experts and knowledge holders who are conducting transparent and coordinated transboundary information sharing, including traditional Indigenous knowledge, as well as to share, synthesize and analyze data and information to get a common understanding of pollution in the watershed and its impact on people and species. A final report is expected by September 2026, which will then be distributed to the Canadian and the United States federal governments for consideration. An in-person public listening session was previously hosted in Fernie in June, while another session is scheduled in Bonners Ferry in Idaho for August 6.